Okay, it's 8 o'clock. We're back in session. Please take your seats. Thank you. The recess is over. We're back in session. And I would give the floor to Mr. Lebs.
Based on our very brief conversation in the other room, just a point of clarification: in order to deliver a budget with a class size reduction in first grade at 25-1, grades 2 through 3 at 31.5-1, which is what is in the budget already, we would need to come up with approximately, and this depends on the day you calculate it, approximately $1.863 million. Okay.
That's what you need.
Approximately 1.863. For Kuma to come up with that amount of money, it would equate approximately to a 9% salary reduction. So what, in conversations with Kuma, what we would respectfully ask is that the board give direction to staff to prepare the budget along these lines, but allow Kuma to determine in what way we would end up taking that amount to work at achieving that dollar amount you're looking for to yield or to purchase CSR to 25-1 in first grade. So what we're asking for, let me restate it, I got a little wordy, I'm sorry, is that let Kuma determine how they come up with enough money to save CSR at 25-1 in first grade to raise the approximate $1.8 million. As we go back and do the fine nitty-gritty calculations, that number could move a little bit up and down either way, but allow us to kind of pick our poison, so to speak.
I'm fine with your request. I would say we give you that direction. The only thing I request is that with whatever proposal or preference you come up with, that you reach the superintendent's concurrence, and if she's got an issue with allocation of furlough days versus something else, that you try to work it out and then bring it back to the board at the next meeting for approval if you need it. Maybe you don't.
What I would like to do is, I'm not here speaking on behalf of Kuma. I'm simply just delivering the message. I don't know if any of the Kuma leadership would be interested in speaking to this topic this evening. I think they should be provided with that opportunity if they so choose to speak. They may not. I don't know.
That's fine if anybody does. Okay, maybe another time. Oh, okay. Is that okay with my board colleagues?
Good evening, board members. Dan Birch, president-elect for Kuma. First off, this is a surprise to us. To be honest, it's not as transparent as we had hoped. Kuma management came to you a few months ago to offer up 5 furlough days. We also understand that you can change our salary. You've notified us well in advance that you intended on changing our salary, and we understand that. As Mr. Lebs suggested, we would prefer to be able to study this rather than hear 15 minutes ago, so that we could represent our members fairly. There are a number of technical issues in the plan as you presented it that would unfairly affect probably the the persons in management who are least able to handle that discrepancy. There was originally a discrepancy with the furlough days. It affects a 10-month employee different from a 12-month employee. They were fine with that, but now you've doubled the implication of that, and so that unfairness has in essence doubled. So we would like the opportunity to sit down and come up with a fair way to spread that burden amongst all of our members, and that's what we're asking for.
Yes, and I would just say, give us a number, give us a target, and we'll hit it.
Thank you, and I appreciate your comments. This is sort of the backbone of the alternative plan D I had proposed back a few months ago. Anyway, I hear you, and yes, thank you.
Trustee.
Mike.
You're on. Trustee Bryson, Mr. Lebs, I think, has a comment.
Oh, Mr. Lebs, go ahead.
I just wanted 1 second to confer with my budget staff to see what what we're going to need to do to articulate and get this into the budget and make it work. So can I just have a minute and a half?
Okay, Mr. Lebs, are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready to resume. Please quiet down.
A point of clarification as to how we make this work is you would adopt the budget as presented with amendment direction to staff to make the following cut to the KUMA.
Do I have to quantify it?
Of $1.8
million. Okay.
That would be the easiest way for us to make this work, get everything turned in on time, and have it all shake out correctly.
Trustee Bryson?
Yes, I would like to speak to the KUMA leadership also with appreciation. These are difficult, very difficult decisions, and every one of your membership has been working very hard with us for a long time. This has been a difficult year, not just a difficult couple of months. From the moment that I gave notice about what was coming over almost a year ago, which Jane Bose reminded me of that, to this moment, you all have been working in the administrative side to keep us ahead of the knife coming down on our budget. And every one of you, from transportation and straight on through, every single department has been cooperating and working with us. And that's why we have a stellar ensemble here now. We have people who are willing to work hard and do the difficult thing, because these are difficult times. And I appreciate your sacrifice. I appreciate the fact that you sacrifice specifically for the children. And I hope that the constituents of CUSD are fully aware of what he said. He said, we are doing this so that the children can have their CSR. And that is a sacrifice from them to you.
Okay, so I should clarify my motion. My motion is to adopt the budget as proposed with the following modification, which is moving $1.863 million from Kuma to restore CSR at first grade 25-1, with directions to staff to work with Kuma and spread that out as largely as possible with the express preferences of Kuma, subject to oversight from the superintendent and the board.
Can I read a clarifying? Let me read a clarifying statement back. Is that okay?
Sure.
Adopt the budget with an amendment to reduce Kuma salaries by an amount equal to by an amount sufficient to offset the cost of lowering class size in first grade to 25-1, which approximates $1.863 million, with direction to work with Kuma to determine how to deliver that amount.
Okay. Right. And subject to oversight from the superintendent and the board.
Yes.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? 4-0. Thank you. Okay, we have a budget, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.